Good News Ministries of GNM.org. It's the Catholic place for growing your faith. Good News Ministries will provide you with faith-building reflections, virtual retreats, prayer resources, and lots more. All of it is free. Visit GNM.org today. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Warning, the Catholic Man Show contains high levels of manliness. If you think you may be too weak to withstand the manliness represented in the following program, please do yourself a favor and stop listening now. If you choose to continue in spite of this warning, if at any time you feel yourself overcome by the manliness, stop immediately and consult your closest medical professional. And now, for the not so fair, faint, or frilly, we present The Catholic Man Show.
Welcome to The Catholic Man Show. We're on the Lord's team, the winning side. So raise your glass. Adam and Ann here sitting with David Niles and Sam Guzman from The Catholic Gentleman, CatholicGentleman.net. We're going to be doing something ridiculous today. Absolutely ridiculous. If, for some reason, I don't make it out of this show, I do have Knights of Columbus life insurance, which I advise all Catholics to have. You can contact your local Knights of Columbus insurance agent.
Whose name might be Chad McAuliffe.
That's ours, at least.
Yeah. But seems like he's everybody's, though.
Was that a paid?
No, it was not even a paid advertisement.
I think we should mention that was not a paid advertisement.
Yeah. Sam, welcome to the Catholic Man Show.
Welcome back. Thank you.
Andrew, you're our new neighbor.
That's right.
Yes.
And now I live down the street.
Tulsa is where it is at. I keep telling people this.
The epicenter of Catholic madness.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know,
like the 9 on the Richter scale of holy.
You know, they say there's like, this is a big controversy, but you know, like whether or not the earth is indeed in the center of the universe, right. And how like some people say it is, and that's, you know, it's important, it's symbolic of being in God's creation. Like we're at the very middle, like the most important thing right there. Just look at Tulsa on the map, okay?
The center
of the country, okay? I'm just saying. It's us or Wichita. One of the two has got to be it.
But Wichita, come on. No. Tulsa is where it's at.
I agree.
We've established that. De fide. And you ex cathedra.
You can't not believe it now.
Infallibly declared.
Okay, before we get right. too heretical on the show, I'm gonna transition us to the camp out, because we only have like 4 signups left available. So it's October 27th. 24th through the 27th.
It's the last weekend
of October.
The Thursday through Sunday, the last weekend in October.
And you used to live right by Clear Creek.
I did.
And so tell them about how awesome it is to go to the liturgy, the hours of the monks, what your experience was.
It's like going to another world. It's unbelievable. I mean, so beautiful out there, and it's like nowhere else on earth.
It is like being in another world.
It really is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very strange.
In a very beautiful way.
Yeah. Yeah, because everything's just, like, the building is just all stone, you know, and it's like there's nothing modern there.
Right. And it'll be here 1,000 years from now, right. When we're all, you know, rotting right. in our graves, so.
It's going to be, but the campouts are so much fun. We have, Juan does a ton of cooking. We have literally hours with the monks. We eat with the monks. We're going to have a cigar rolling class.
Yeah, cigar rolling class.
With the monks.
Are we doing the Forge tour? Do you know?
I have not finalized.
Okay. Possible Forge tour.
Yes. I need to get on that. There's a lot of guys coming from.
I think last year we had 12 states represented. This year we're going to have even somebody from Canada coming in.
Yeah, multiple countries.
Multiple countries.
And I just got to say, I mean, you guys are incredibly lucky to have the opportunity to camp right there, because not a lot of people get access to the Monks property, or and they don't usually make special accommodations. But they like you guys, and they believe in what you're doing, and they gave you this opportunity. It's extremely rare opportunity, so take advantage of it.
Yeah, go to thecatholicmanshow.com, and you can sign up. Like I said, there's only about four spots left. We maxed out the number of entries of this year, so yeah. Once the four is gone, it's over. We can't have any more.
Yeah.
Okay, let's jump into the drink before things get bad.
Yeah, before things just go totally
downhill.
Yeah.
What's the drink?
Okay, so today we are drinking a rum that I picked up when I was in Michigan over the summer.
Okay.
Hand me the bottle, because sure. I don't actually remember even what it's called. Okay, so it's just Mackinac Island Rum. So if you've never heard of Mackinac Island, it is a very unique island in Lake Michigan. There's a fort there. Where a battle was fought. I can't tell you what the battle was, but there
was a movie that was filmed there.
Yeah, there was a movie. I don't remember.
I can't remember it either.
But there's a famous hotel called the Grand Hotel.
That may be what the name of the movie is.
Maybe. But yeah, they did shoot a movie there. On the Grand Hotel is really, really long. It has a super, super long porch. I don't know if they still do it, but it used to cost $100 if you wanted to walk on the porch. They would, if you weren't a... you know, if you didn't have a room, if you weren't staying there, mm-hmm. they would charge you money just to walk on the porch. But anyway, Mackinac Island is known for many things. One of them is that they don't have cars. There's only two cars on the island. There's an ambulance and a fire truck. So everybody else gets around either on horseback or on a bicycle or walking or
that's awesome.
Rollerblades, I suppose. but anyway, they're also known for fudge. They make delicious fudge. Phenomenal. Okay. So people do all sorts of stuff with it. This rum is distilled. With Mackinac Island fudge.
So that's cool.
What?
Yeah.
So let's try it. We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So raise your glass.
Cheers to Jesus. Mmm.
Excellent.
So there's clearly a sweetness here.
Clearly, yeah.
You know, it's not, this is not just like you're drinking spiced rum. In fact, the other day, my wife brought me some of this, and I looked at it and thought it was whiskey. And so I drank some, and I was like, wow, that is delicious whiskey.
It's very easy drinking.
That's yeah. And then she said, oh, well, it's the rum. I was like, that makes more sense, because I thought you put sugar in here.
Yeah, it does have like this candied smell to it.
Yeah, but it's not like candy.
No.
You know, but it is, and it is, it's kind of sweet. Mm-hmm. But it still has that liquor.
It's
essence.
Like, it tastes like a sweet Captain Morgan.
Yeah,
it tastes like a sweet spiced rum.
So I kind of liked it because you can just drink it if you want. Because
isn't that like every drink?
Well, a lot of things. Like for me, unless you're getting a really expensive gin is for mixing.
Okay.
That's, you know, like, that's what you do with gin.
That's true.
Is you make mixed drinks.
Sure.
And some good ones. But you got to have a really good gin if you're going to sit there and drink it. And we've had a couple, actually, on the
Somewhere
show.
Somewhere in Time with Christopher Reeves. Yes. Thank you, Lori. That's the movie.
Yeah.
Somewhere in Time.
Okay.
That was going to drive me crazy.
Christopher Reeves.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping it wasn't like The Shining or something. Actually, no. That's in Colorado, but no.
So anyway, you could drink this with or without. And oh, the distillery is High Five Distillery, High Five Spirits. I also have a gin I haven't brought on the show from them that is aged in rum barrel or aged in bourbon barrels. That's also pretty good because it's aged in bourbon barrels.
It
doesn't taste like gin. It's way mellowed out and has that nice oaky flavor.
Like, it's kind of like fish. It's like, you know, is it really fishy taste? If it's really fishy taste, I don't want it.
Right.
No, this fish is good because it doesn't taste like fish.
It doesn't taste like fish.
No. And so it's like, no, this gin is really good because it doesn't taste like gin.
Right. So. Exactly.
So
anyway, this is in Petoskey. Yes, Petoskey, Michigan.
Okay.
Which is really far north Michigan.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sam, you are about to start a new podcast. You want to tell them a little bit about it? At least give it a little teaser. I put you on the spot.
Yeah, so I have a Patreon, mm-hmm. like a lot of creative people. And I promised that when we hit 100 patrons that I would begin working on a podcast. And
you should have said 200. You should have said 200. Yeah,
but we hit 100 this week. Nice. So here we come. So yeah, the Catholic Gentleman
is
podcast
that the royal
to
we,
be named.
When you say we hit 100, is that the royal we?
It's the papal we.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Ooh, nice. Yes. Even better.
Yes. Yes. We declare that there will henceforth be a Catholic Gentleman podcast.
Okay.
In perpetuity.
Mm-hmm.
Indulgence of 100 days for anyone who listens. So
nice.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
Just,
so anyway,
just 100.
But it to be named. I don't know if it's going to be the Catholic Gentleman podcast or something clever and snazzier. I don't know yet, but it might just default to that.
Depends we defaulted
on how much sleep
to
I get.
Good know, synergy, the, good marketing.
Yeah.
We defaulted to the Catholic Man Show.
It's straightforward.
Yeah.
Because we're not very creative.
I want to start a Catholic show for men. What should we call it?
I don't know.
Stroke of genius.
The Catholic Man Show.
Brilliant.
So yeah, Catholic. So they can stay up with it at CatholicGentleman.net.
Yes, I will be announcing details there. It might be another few weeks before
sure.
It takes shape, but I'm working on it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Awesome. There's you got to ramp up.
Got to ramp up.
Yeah. Absolutely. And go support Sam. He's been doing this game since, like, what, 2013?
2013, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So you should support him.
This is the first new thing I will be doing since I started Catholic Gentleman
All right.
in 2013. So.
But you were an early adopter in the new evangelization.
Definitely. There was essentially nothing when I started. I mean, maybe a few things here and there, but at least online there wasn't hardly anything. Mm-hmm. So.
Maybe
it's
local stuff here and there.
I mean, there's been like an explosion and it's awesome. I mean, I'm just so excited to see all the new initiatives popping up all the time. And yeah, so.
Yeah, all of a sudden it's cool to be a dude if you're Catholic.
It's true.
Secular wise, it's still not cool. But if you're Catholic, it is cool.
Yes.
Yep. And we take credit for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank
you.
Thank
welcome
me later.
Society. When we get back, we're going to do something that may be ill-advised. We will see. And try these ridiculous Fear the Carolina Reaper chips that Sam Guzman brought us. So if you want to hang out and watch us, like, enjoy our pain, we'll be right back.
Hey, St. Ignatius said he was in love with pain, so we are imitating.
Welcome back to the Catholic Man Show. I'm David Niles. Here with Adam Inahan and Sam Guzman.
You had it right the first time.
I get.
Should have quit while you were ahead.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
How do you decide? Because I know people, some Guzman, some Guzman. I don't know. How do you pick?
It's sheer preference.
Is it day by day?
Yeah. It's arbitrary.
Day by
mood.
Day by
Based
day by
mood.
Day.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
All right.
So. We're sipping on a little bit of this rum this evening. However,
mine's gone.
That's because we're about. Why don't you tell them what we're doing here, Sam?
All right, we're doing the one chip challenge. It's a chip housed in this coffin-like structure that is coated in Carolina Reaper. 1.9 million Scoville units for those of you who
like
spicy
things. Oh, I thought you said it was 2.2. The chip itself was 2.2.
Oh, 2.2.
2.2, yes.
And the scorpion chili pepper, which is also in here, the hottest pepper or chili pepper in the world at 1.2 million Scoville units. For way of comparison, a jalapeno is a mere 3,000 to 5,000 Scoville units. So this is
correct.
Roughly 400 times.
440 times. I have more than... Oh, mine's just broken. Okay, I was like, I got more than one chip in here. That's not fair.
So we are equipped with milk and bread.
Because if you don't know that, milk is a great way to counteract things that are spicy. Because
it's a base.
It neutralizes the
and
acid.
It's all about the
It
base.
Is. That's what,
so this is,
that's what they say.
Without question, the hottest chip in the world. and we are about to consume it for your entertainment. And
could be, you know, really for no other reason.
Why do I have to?
Guys, any last words? Would you like to say any farewells to your family and friends?
So did we decide the first one to reach for the milk loses? Is that
what we said? I have no problem losing in this challenge.
I already lose.
Genuine fear in your voice earlier when we were talking about this.
Yeah,
I heard your voice quivering.
Well, here's what happens whenever I have like super hot things is I get the hiccups really bad.
Oh, dude,
it's gonna happen.
I am gonna have the hiccups.
And I'll tell you right now. Then I fight. I'm not sure if I'm gonna throw up or not after a while.
Dude, don't throw up.
Yeah, I know.
Don't try this at home, folks. Okay.
So spicy food, though, there are health benefits to spicy things.
Absolutely, great anti-inflammatory.
So we should be like really healthy after this chip.
At first, you swell up like a balloon, and then you unswell. So it's an anti-inflammatory.
Right.
Yeah. Haley, yes, that would be awesome if you could get us some wet wipes for our fingers. That would be wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I'm gonna bless us with a prayer because this may be the last moment of our lives.
Thank you, Beth.
Right. Wow. Now I sit me down to eat. Lord, protect me from the heat. If I should die before I'm done, take me to heaven with your son. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
Okay, so what we're going to do, so Juan's also eating a chip.
Juan is giddy over there.
Yeah, Juan is squealing like a little girl.
He's not going to partake just so that way in the event there needs to be CPR.
Are you seeing this? This is
what
black.
Is that when you have to have like...
It's like
he's the designated survivor.
Designated survivor.
He will call 911 should we asphyxiate.
So we're going to try to eat this, and then we're going to try to talk about a band gear. Is that what we're going to try to do?
We might try to talk about the American flag if we can do it.
If we have speech left.
Right.
If our vocal cords are not seared. All right, gentlemen.
Wait.
Gosh.
Oh, there's the wipes. All right. Do not, under any circumstances,
touch your eyes. Do not touch your eyes.
Do not.
Okay. That's good advice.
No matter how much they water and burn, do not.
Okay, well, I'm gonna let you guys go first.
Are you?
Yes, just out of...
Okay.
Oh, I see how it is.
Out of virtue.
We're on the Lord's team.
Yeah, we're on the
Did you listen to the intro
said.
To this show?
Extreme
amounts of manliness. This is where it comes into play.
I know. That's why I'm exercising virtue by...
Prudence?
Prudence, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. You realize everybody's going to see you chicken out.
I'm not going to chicken out. I will eat it.
This is streaming live.
Here's the deal, though. It's like if we're all like struggling to even talk, it's...
No.
All right, here we go.
Cheers.
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 We're on the Lord's team.
Jesus. All right. Juan is doing a dance before he even starts eating.
Mm-hmm. It is hot.
It's hot. Instantly hot. And then it's going to warm. And then it's going to just...
I feel like it still needs to set in, though.
Yeah, and then it's going to crank up to 11 really fast.
You said it lasts 15 minutes?
About that, yeah.
So Sam did this the other day. I was talking to your wife after Mass today, after Holy Mass, and she was like, yeah... Make sure you bring milk because Sam almost drank a full gallon. but he's doing it again. So that's good. In the coffin, it has this, because the chip comes in a coffin, it has this whole banner that says, I survived.
Oh, I just swallowed. Okay.
Okay. Juan just swallowed it. the one chip challenge. So apparently this is a probably internet thing as well.
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel?
Good.
You
real look, good.
Yeah. You look like there's hiccups. Yeah, how you feeling,
milk,
Juan?
Milk.
I win. I don't reach for the milk yet.
You have not. Yeah, Juan has not reached for the milk yet.
Milk.
He needs milk. Some more milk.
Oh,
he needs milk. Dave's eyes are watering.
It wasn't until I swallowed it.
Yeah.
That's
why I said it.
Okay, mother.
Yeah. And Juan's finally reaching for the milk. Sam is just chugging milk as fast as he possibly can.
That's hot.
Yeah. Well, your eyes are all watering. Your eyes are watering. You're sweating.
Oh.
Juan is over there grunting. See, this is why I waited, because if we were all just sitting here struggling, this would not make very good radio at all.
You're the color commentator?
I am the color commentator here. Yes. You're going to drink my milk now. Straight for my milk. He said, he didn't even ask. He went straight for it. We have bread. Oh, Sam's eating bread.
Oh, I forgot about the bread.
Yeah, cramming bread. Yeah, there's tears coming down Sam's.
Here's the man beverage.
Yeah, there's milk for
they're
us.
Holy tears, okay? Yeah,
they're holy tears, yes.
Where's the milk?
Yes. Is it the hottest thing you've ever had?
Probably.
Yeah? What about you, Juan? Is it the hottest thing you've ever had?
Yeah.
Yeah? I don't have to ask Sam. He is definitely saying...
It's hot.
Well, yeah, it looks like that you've been crying for 3 hours, and like you're also like you're a high school girl that like has been crying in front of the mirror for 3 hours, and eyes are all swollen. Golly, this
just keep it over here, all right?
Yeah. We're gonna end up using the whole. Wow, this is. You guys,
okay.
That was fun. That's fun. This is. This
you have a
fun.
Lot to look forward to, yeah. Adam. It's really good.
Yeah.
He's never going to eat it.
Yeah, I will. I will.
It's I feel like I feel
listen,
like. He's
if
we were
all
to.
Just sitting here coughing and struggling, it would not make for very good radio. I don't know if this really makes for great radio anyway, but let's be honest.
The
hot wings challenge. That guy who sits there and eats all these ridiculous hot wings and talks to celebrities throughout the day. Like, I don't know how
he has no nerve endings left. That's what I think.
There's no way. I don't know how. Thank you, babe. Haley's came running up here with another half gallon of milk because I think we did run through that whole.
She's a good wife.
She is a great wife. I think we went through that whole half gallon pretty quick.
Yeah, my face is tingly. Like, it's right here tingling. In my cheeks, yeah.
Don't touch
mine
your face.
Is swollen.
Here, take that wet wipe and make sure you wipe your fingers.
I did.
Okay,
I did, yeah.
Good. Juan looks like that. Like, yeah, Juan's throat
he
is...
He can't talk.
He can't even talk. So, I'm curious.
This, I'm offering this up.
Oh, thank you.
I'm getting years off of purgatory. Yeah.
I'm offering up my suffering for my wife. That's what I'm doing. That's why I'm taking it like a man.
I see. That's very... That's well done.
I actually decided that ahead of time.
That you're going to do it for your wife?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm offering it up for Catholic men everywhere. So this suffering is not wasted.
The thing is like it's just like self-induced suffering.
It's really not that bad now.
You've recovered?
Yeah. I mean, my mouth really is really burning.
Mm-hmm.
But the hiccups are gone.
Yeah, that's
I'm now at a level where I could carry on.
You can carry on, my wayward son.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about piety today. That's going to be the topic that we're going to talk about once we recover from this.
Enjoying watching us suffer?
Oh, I'm sure there's people that are enjoying it, I'm sure. So we actually have recorded an episode of Piety already, but I had a mishap and accidentally deleted the episode. And so we're going to revisit.
Ooh, nice.
The virtue of piety.
That's what you say when you want to have another glass of wine.
Mm-hmm.
You don't say, I'd like another glass of wine. You say, I'd like to revisit that wine.
Mm-hmm.
It's way classier.
Right.
And you sound like, wow.
Yeah.
That guy.
This guy knows what he's doing.
Mm. Yes, get that guy another glass of wine.
Kathy is giving me a hard time on Facebook. She's like, eat your chip, Adam. Okay, well, we're getting close to the break. So I 1 minute left. So I can go ahead. You can carry on with the...
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
So we were going to talk about an American flag today, but we've only got about 40 seconds left, and it's not enough time to do it justice. But I would like to encourage people to fly the flag. I feel like it's something that used to be done more often. But if you're going to, make sure you look up the rules for flying a flag, because you shouldn't...
Gosh.
You want to make sure to do it with respect.
This just does not even look good.
You got... It... It
It does... Like, it's just like... Uh-oh.
You better pick that up.
I'll pick it up. It's like covered in... It's... You know what it looks like on the outside? After you smoke a brisket for a very long time, you know, and you're pulling the brisket
it's
off...
It's got that black...
That black bark.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. It looks like that it's just covered in char.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna pick this up, and over the break, I'll eat mine.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, when we get back, we will be recovered. We will have a coherent conversation. That was a hot chip.
I'm so glad you did this. You brought that over, Sam.
We're on the Lord's team.
We'll see about that.
We're winning side.
So raise your glass.
Welcome back to the Catholic Man Show.
Welcome back.
It's okay. We're good.
Whew. I'm dying from the inside out.
That was miserable. I will tell you, that was miserable for a good 4 to 5 minutes.
Yep.
And then it subsided a little bit, and it's just lingering now. It's like kind of a stage 5 lingerer.
Yeah.
How many stages are there?
I don't know. Ask Wedding Crashers.
Okay.
But...
like, is that 5 of 5 or like 5 of 100, you know?
I don't know.
It makes a difference, so...
Okay, well, Sam, I'm really glad that you came onto the show. You may not be invited.
I hate you a little bit, yeah. But I'm glad you're here.
Yeah. But you told us that they only put these chips out like once every 2 years.
Right.
Okay, and you ordered them immediately once they were out?
Yes.
And they're sold out now?
They're sold out now, so if you wanted to suffer in this way, it's no longer available to you.
It's pretty impressive. We put down about a gallon and a half of milk between us.
Yeah, yep. We did.
Yeah, it's gone.
Wow, that's a half gallon a piece.
It's just
one.
Yeah, one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still.
One.
Let's talk about our topic today. Our topic is going to be piety.
Okay. So yeah, we want to talk about piety. Like I said, we did an episode on this. The Lord saw it fit to destroy the episode.
Yes.
So we're going to try again. Hopefully
our second run is better than our first.
Not true.
That is not true. That is not true, actually.
I would say typically it takes us 5 times to get a better result than our first try. Anyway.
Depends on what it is.
Yeah.
I'm still struggling a little bit. All right, let's talk about piety.
Okay, so piety, you know, I like to begin with definitions.
That's a good way to start.
So this is from the Catechism of the Catholic Church.
Okay.
Piety is one of the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit which leads one to devotion to God. Filial piety connotes an attitude of reverence and respect by children towards their parents. Piety also refers to the religious sense of a people and its expression in popular devotions. So, for me, it wasn't until we did the episode on piety months ago, however long, whenever it was, that I always thought piety meant like kind of like your outward holiness.
Yeah.
You know, like an expression, you know, a pious disposition.
Right.
But it turns out that... the traditional definition of piety is really respect for your parents, honoring your father and mother. And so that makes sense, because if you're honoring your heavenly father, then if you see someone doing that, it's going to look like, oh, they have all these pious devotions. And, you know, that's how it plays itself out in reality. And so I think it's easy to see why people might, including myself, would think that is what piety is.
Right.
But
yeah,
they're really, really piety is showing respect to your parents.
It's a sub virtue of justice.
Correct.
It's kind of giving order, like you were saying, to what is due. You're like, you're giving honor to those that are due that honor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very interesting in a domestic sense when you're talking about piety. When a family exhibits piety, meaning when the children take orders from their parents, and there's this hierarchy, this patriarchy of rules and like how order is within the family, you instantly know, almost when you walk into a house, that the order is well, like right. this family is a pious family, and it's because I think it's like the kids know that they don't have to come up with the rules themselves, or that, you know, they can get away with anything. There's some order to the kids. They're looking up to the parents for guidance.
Right.
The father and the mother together are exhibiting this virtue where they are passing it on to their kids, to where they're they're not disciplining necessarily, but they're showing by example, and you know, the kids know that whatever their parents are saying, whether they like it or not, they know that they're doing it for their own good. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's kind of why this virtue is so important, I think, in the domestic sense, is because it brings order to the family.
Yeah. Well, one thing that I just absolutely hate these days is
besides the chips. Okay.
Is that who does our culture say is the wise? To these days, the young people are considered to be the wise of the culture. They're the most woke.
Right.
Right. And so, you know, like, we'll be having debates about gun control, and we're bringing in high school students into the White House,
right,
to see what they think about gun control. It's like, what?
Right.
I mean, not that they don't have a voice, but they are not the wise. We should be consulting the wise. They are decidedly unwise. They lack that which makes you wise, which is chiefly life experience.
Right.
You know, and so virtue of piety. Piety is a virtue and a gift of the Holy Spirit. It's just been so perverted into its opposite, which of course is what the devil tries to do with all of the virtues, turning them into vices. It just makes me angry. Where we should be valuing, you know, sitting at the feet of wisdom in the family, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see what the fruits of that are is. We think of the old as expendable.
Right.
You know, yeah. That's when euthanasia comes in and things like that. It's like, well, you know, I no longer respect all the life experience, and, you know, ideally, the longer you live, the more you grow in virtue because you've developed these habits and you have an ordered life. So you're able to make wise and prudent decisions. And if you don't, you know, if you don't recognize that, then you say, well, you're expendable because you're not providing anything else to society.
Right, yeah. I mean, let's admit that piety is a virtue that's uniquely difficult for modern people. I mean, because if you look in the past when there were monarchies and things like that, it was just kind of woven into the fabric of society that, like, look, there's certain people that you show respect to,
mm-hmm.
okay? I mean, another word for piety, I would think, is reverence. Mm-hmm. Like, you are honoring someone's dignity.
Right.
But now in our modern world, it's like everyone's equal. It doesn't matter if you're 80 years old and you've, you know, won the Nobel Prize or whatever, or if you're just, you know, a college dropout, you know, living in your parents' basement. Like, everyone's equal, right? Mm-hmm. So,
right.
You know, and we think any hierarchy whatsoever is an affront to our sense
right.
of,
yeah.
you know, equality, right?
And so, a lot of that probably has to do with the moral relativism,
right?
You know,
right. Right. So this is a difficult thing for us to understand. And if you look, you know, the word reverence, even, like, a lot of people don't get that. They're just like, well, even in church, like, God's just my friend, right? Like, he just loves me, right? Like, so I don't have to show him any real respect. Like, he's just my buddy. Well, no, like, God isn't. God is greater than you can possibly fathom. Like, you must show him due honor and reverence because of that. And that's, I think, what the essence of piety is recognizing that. So,
mm-hmm. And, you know, Thomas, St. Thomas, he actually uses the word worship.
Yeah.
When he refers to that, he says, to worship, the worship due our parents includes the worship given to all of our kindred, since our kinsfolk are those who descended from the same parents. So he obviously doesn't mean that in the same way we would worship God. He's not talking about
right.
latria. But that, you know, he's not talking just about reverence. He means a really something special.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting. He says that piety applies to God. Basically, as you said, it's a sub-virtue of justice. So anyone that we would be indebted to in a specific way that falls into this realm of piety, he says, are different people. In the second place, primarily, it's God. God is our ultimate father, and so we show piety to earthly people as a way of practicing showing reverence for
Similar
God.
Similar to how friendship is, you know,
right.
we have friends.
Earthly friendship is practice for divine friendship.
Right.
But he says, in the second place, the principles of our being are government and our parents. And that means that consequently, man is debtor chiefly to his parents and to his country after God. So patriotism would be another level under piety.
Yeah. Well, I mean, patriotism is, St. Thomas says, is a sub-virtue of justice.
Right, right. But it would fall under piety as well, right?
Sure. And I think another virtue that's closely, or not a virtue necessarily as much of a disposition or practice, is gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why should children respect their parents? Well, first of all, children didn't bring themselves into existence.
Right.
And even when they did bring them, you know, once they exist, you know, for the majority of their life, they're completely dependent on their parents. If their parents walked away, they would probably die in a very short amount of time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and so it's like there's an acknowledgement of you have received a gift and you should show gratitude for that, but also reverence as a form of gratitude, giving that due honor to someone who has brought you into being. And ultimately that returns to God, who has brought all things into being, and God is one on whom all things depend, and so we owe him that gratitude and that reverence and that piety is a matter of justice.
Right. Yeah. And there's just so many forces working against us these days. I mean, the fact that most households are broken.
Yes.
If you're the parents and you're,
it's harder to,
I mean, you're kind of defeating yourself. You know, of course you want your children to be respectful of you, but you know, when you're breaking up the household, you're kind of losing a lot of ground.
Yes.
So anyway, we're going to keep talking about this when we get back.
Okay.
Adam's going to keep recovering.
I'm good. I'd like a bowl of ice cream, to be honest with you, but I'm good now.
We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So raise your glass. Welcome back to the Catholic Man Show. I'm David Niles. Here with Adam Minahan and Sam Guzman. We're talking about piety. Recovering still a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I feel the chip just still like right in the middle, like in my esophagus.
Deep within.
Punch you. Okay, so on piety. So there's basically three. When we were. From the break, we were talking about, there's basically three levels of piety.
Yeah.
Religious, domestic, and civil.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And so I think religious is one we need to talk about really fast, on understanding that with priests, because it's very easy, like especially on Twitter and everything else, to criticize priests.
Now, is showing piety towards a priest, is that religious piety or would that be civil piety? I was thinking that religious piety was piety towards God.
Well, I would say that the priest, like, it would fall under that category over civil. Because civil would be more of government and things like that.
Oh, I meant domestic. You're right. Yeah. I meant to say domestic piety.
Okay, well, what do you think, Sam?
I don't know.
I would say it's a... Could be religious both. Piety.
You think so? Okay.
I think religious. But what I was trying to say is that we have to remember, like, you know, in the age of criticizing everybody criticizes everybody, especially on social media.
Yeah.
That we need to remember to exercise piety in the form of respecting the role that priests have and mm-hmm. the office that they hold.
Right.
And even if you disagree with a priest, which is, I mean, you can disagree with priests, but you need to be respectful and charitable to them all. Just like,
and it's
just
not
like
about them, the person, but it's about their office.
Right.
So I think one thing that you can do, you know, just it's about little things that you can actually put into practice. When you ask for a blessing, to kneel. As the faithful, we should always kneel to receive a blessing. Mm-hmm. Now at the end of if you're, you know, going to the ordinary form. Liturgy, at the end you stand for the blessing, you know, just stand. That's what the rite tells you to do. But outside of that, if you ever, like, and you're in the commons or a priest is at your house or something and you ask for a blessing, I think the appropriate thing to do is to kneel. Mm-hmm. Because that just is, it's a little thing that you can do. It's easy to put into practice that shows, I think, the proper dignity of what the priest, who the priest is in that in the action he's taking. You know what I'm saying? Because he's exercising his office. And so also, you should do it because it's the right thing. I mean, it's a sign of humility and
it's proper
openness to the reception of the blessing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a whole lot of reasons, but that's one thing that people can start to do.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. What about for domestic? Let's put it into a practical way of domestic. One thing that I do that I make sure, and I think I may have even said this on the show before, but when we all sit down for dinner after we pray, each kid tells their mom, "Thank you for dinner."
Oh yeah.
You know, and I make sure like every single one goes down and says thank you for dinner, and kind of goes back to like what you were talking about. It's a lot about gratitude, being grateful for what you receive, but understanding like mom that you know you've worked hard to provide you know this meal for us, and I'm thankful for it, and I'm giving you the honor that you deserve by the work that you've done, and acknowledging
it
for our family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, at the heart of gratitude, there's a sense of dependence, you know, where you acknowledge that you have received something that you could not have produced for yourself, and you're grateful for that. Mm-hmm. And even like a priest, you know, we were talking about that religious piety. Well, God has uniquely endowed priests with that sacramental power, really, to confect the sacraments. And that is something that we as lay people can't do.
Right.
And so when they do that for us, that is something that we should be grateful for. And we should respect that God-given ability that they have as part of their office. And it's a beautiful thing when, you know, just imagine, look at our society and how everybody's at each other's throats constantly. And like, just imagine how different things would be if instead of just like this vindictiveness and this sense of, you know, well, nobody's better than I am, you know, like how dare he think he's better than, you know, like this, this kind of jealous, envious tone that just kind of pervades our discourse in society. Like, imagine if that was replaced with like reverence and humility and like respect for the office of others and for gratitude for the gifts that we've received and things like that. Like, it should be a totally different society, totally different homes, totally different church. And I think we really, this is a virtue we all desperately need.
Yeah. And it used to be easier to practice. It used to be, and it still is this way in many other countries, that, the elderly, when they retire, they go and live with, they move in with the family, the kids, you know, that the generations stay together.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Here in America, we've enjoyed much wealth and economic success, you know, really across poor people here in America are richer than rich people in other countries.
Right.
So we have, there's this phenomenon where you can afford to sustain your own household throughout your entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great. I mean, it gives you a lot of benefits, but there are drawbacks in that we are breaking up the generations. There's something so beautiful about having children and grandparents under the same roof.
Mm-hmm.
And I lament that is just, it's so gone from our culture. And I think about what all of the devastation that is occurring in just our respect for our elders that we have lost. And that idea about, going to people with wisdom to seek good counsel that otherwise would have been a common, almost a reflex. You know, well, of course you go to grandpa to ask questions about whatever.
Sure.
But we don't have those experiences growing up. And so,
you know, one thing that I did remember that your parents and my parents did growing up for us is remember during Christmas time, they would take us to the nursing homes to sing Christmas carols to the elders.
Yeah.
That would be a great thing to do, you know, to help.
And we adopted a nun.
Yeah.
Sister Matilda.
Yeah.
She was, you know, retired and.
Yeah, but it showed an example, like our parents showed an example for us of like we should be taking care of the elderly. You know, you should be showing them the honor that they deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of times in nursing homes, the elderly get abandoned and they're lonely and they just want to see somebody. Yeah. And so that's something, you know, Christmas is going to be coming up, believe it or not, you know, in a few months. So that's something you can maybe do as a family together is take your family to a nursing home and sing Christmas carols.
So there is actually a canon in canon law about piety.
Oh, okay. Let's do it.
This is from the Council of Gangra.
Oh, naturally. Isn't that in 300s?
Yeah, 325.
Yeah.
I knew that.
I don't know if it's a sub-council of the Council of Nicaea, because I think the Council of Nicaea was going on around then. I don't remember exactly when it happened, but it was real early, right? So anyway, this is Canon 16 of the Council of Gangra, and I will summarize, but basically it says that if children forsake their parents, particularly if their parents are believers, out of a pretense of piety, where they think, oh, I'm doing something, this is for their own good or whatever, or you're doing it to be holy, whatever, let them be anathema.
Oh,
that's what it says.
Yeah,
you just don't get good declarations like that anymore. You know, it's like zero ambiguity here. Yeah. Let them be anathema.
That's awesome. Actually, Jesus talks about that in the gospel. I don't unfortunately remember exactly where, but he talks about there was a Jewish custom where, you know, if you had accumulated a lot of wealth and you were required to support your parents, a lot of people would just say like, well, I'm dedicating it to God. And they would like make an offering of it to the temple and ended up like getting it back. But because it was dedicated to God, oh, I can't use it for mom and dad, you know, that would just be taking away from God. And so, so they would get around it, and Jesus was roundly condemned that.
Right.
And
it turns out he knew what they were doing.
Yeah. Go figure.
Right. You know? Couldn't get around him.
No.
How do we put civil piety into practice?
Paying your taxes, I guess. Well, I mean, you just be a good citizen, I think, and respect your country. We kind of talked about that. I mean, that's where honoring your country, fly the flag. Mm-hmm. These days, people want to put down the country like, oh, our country is terrible. And like, no, America's awesome. I dare you to find a better country than America. And, you know, I'm biased. Sure. I live here, but I think it's great.
Yeah.
And I think it could be better. But, you know, sure. That's well, fine, but it's still awesome.
And as much as we all love to rip on politicians, I mean,
I do love to do that. You're right.
Yeah. And it's like, but you look at the vitriol, like the absolute hatred towards our president. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, not my president, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, you don't have to like the guy at all.
Right.
Right.
But he's still the president.
Mm-hmm.
Like, show a little respect for the office.
For your country.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you hate the guy, okay, fine. But show respect for the office at least.
Right.
And like the dignity of the office.
See, I think for secular people, that's a concept that they don't understand about.
Exactly.
The office and the person
are separate.
Right. Exactly. But, you know, we've got a lot of things to work on and, you know, restoring the Catholic culture is
it's
be
like
hard.
It starts at home. Like
right.
if children don't respect their parents, they're not going to respect anybody else. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like there has to be kind of that culture of respect in the home. And it doesn't have to be a fear-based thing, but again, you know, just gratitude, reverence, thanksgiving for and love, you know, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's a close connection between piety and love.
Yeah. And I think you're right that also Thanksgiving is the breeding ground for these other things.
Sam, thanks so much for hanging out with us. Your book is doing great. Go check out The Catholic Gentleman's
Living Authentic Manhood.
Thank you.
Today.
I couldn't remember the subheading, but thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Thanks for having me.
We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So raise your glass and cheers to Jesus.
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.